A blessed Easter to everyone over there in ICCEC Europe. From Manila to our brothers and sisters there, we greet you. This is still Easter because it is the octave within the octave of Easter. You know, in the olden times, especially in the Old Testament, they celebrated 8 days of the feasts. And so the early church took that on and call this the octave. In other words, the intensity, the passion of Easter Sunday lingers and continues through these 8 days. And I greet you with scriptures from actually last Sunday, but it is also part of our scripture for today in the evening. It's Psalm 118. It says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." You know, it is a very common expression already in many Christian charismatic circles, especially, that this, they made it into a song. But really, the reality is unparalleled. It is something that is so true that because of the resurrection of Christ, we have an assurance every day is the day of the Lord. Every week, every month, and every year is the Lord's. And we can rest in that comfort and assurance. In 1956, I think it was the year, there was a certain person by the name of Everett Storm. He had read the Bible 26 times. And on the 27th time of his reading, he decided to list down all the promises of God to men. You know, there are about, I think, 31,102 scriptures or verses in the Bible. 31,000. And he listed over 7,000 promises. In fact, 7,487 to be exact, that he listed down. Promises of God. No wonder St. Peter, who was with Christ on that night when he was betrayed, on this gospel reading, the scene, the setting, when Christ gave the caution, the warning to his disciples, as we heard from the gospel today, Peter was there. But also, Peter, in spite of the fact that he, in fear, denied Christ, made a comeback. And in his second letter, he said, he was talking about in 2 Peter chapter 1, if you read from verses 4 to 5 and 5, you would see he was talking about the great, precious, and magnificent promises of God. All of these 7,000 plus promises that were counted is now released to you, beloved, to me, to all of us, over there in Europe, all over the world. You know, we are many times so focused as a people, as a world, with the news that is taking place. But there is a greater news that we must continue to set our minds on. And that news is, hallelujah, the Lord is risen. The Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Because that is a news that will last and linger for 2,000 years of man's history and for many thousand years still ahead. As we say in the song, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Why? Because the resurrection has taken place. And as we look today, we have a preview. As we have seen Bishop Elmer share about peace this week, he also shared about the in a way, the Holy Spirit and the coming of the Spirit. We have on all of these, in every day of this week, we have the very setting that Christ has brought his followers, and he includes you and me, We all were brought to this point. Because if you notice in John 13, 14, 15, he has, first of all, instituted the priesthood then. It was one whole setting. Not only did they institute the priesthood, he also gave them the Holy Eucharist. And then he showed them the example of servanthood. All of these happened on that night. Then, as he did so, he rose and said, "Arise, let us arise and go." And so they walked through this vineyard of grapes, and he began to talk about John 15, the abiding. And then he talked about love and how we are to be attached to the very source of love. And then today, we hear he gives us the warning that people will be against us. Why? Because light has always been a threat to darkness. Darkness cannot exist when light is there. And so people who walk in darkness will always sense that threat. And so they will try to oppose that. You know, it may not be an aggressive, an active opposition, but sometimes you would feel there are things that seem to be against us. But we must realize when we walk in the light as He is in the light, the whole darkness will have to flee. All of sin has to be conquered. All of death has to go. And you see, that's why there is conflict. There is that what we call in science turbulence, when there is the opposing forces meeting together. You see, and we know, as St. Paul said in Colossians 1:13, he has transferred us out of the kingdom of darkness, and he has placed us in the kingdom of his beloved Son. And so, people, you in Europe, wherever you are over there, in the North America, in Canada, in the Philippines, wherever we are, this is the day God has made. We must never allow any situation to steal the very joy that we have, because we can be glad and rejoice in it. I call it the Paschal joy, the joy of Easter, because Easter has been made to bring joy, not just happiness. You know, happiness is very, very volatile. It's very, very temporal, because happy is always hinged on happenings. What is happening is causing us to be happy. But so when things are not well, we suddenly lose the happiness. You know what? Joy is so deep. It is so attached. It is so much meshed in our lives that we have that joy every time. Paschal joy is something that is so real for every Christian. That's why Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is now your strength." Easter, power of the resurrection, has brought this joy. Remember in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it talked about Jesus hanging on the cross, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He was thinking about you and me today. He was thinking about April 9, 2021. He was thinking about the year 2021 or even last year, 2020. He knew these things would come. That's why he gave the very solution and the very antidote, if you want to call it, to these things. Because God, even before the problem existed, even before sin came, we have Jesus, who is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That is why all the promises, 7,000 plus, remember, has been given. And until we come to that understanding that we can own these promises because of the blood of Christ, because of the shed blood on the cross. It was the seal of that covenant. We will be able to walk with the freedom of the Spirit of God. And we realize, even though there is opposition, even though there is these things that will happen, the trials and the persecution, there's Paschal joy. There's always the Easter joy that we have. Because this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice, my beloved brother and sister.